Hello, I'm Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. The President of Turkey says he's imposing a three-month state of emergency following last week's failed military coup. The measure will enable Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government to bypass Parliament and to limit or suspend rights. In a televised address, Mr. Erdogan said it would allow the authorities to take swift action against those responsible for the revolt.
Olağanüstü hal ilanının amacı ülkemizde
The purpose of the state of emergency is to take the necessary steps swiftly and effectively in order to eradicate this threat against democracy, the rule of law, and the rights and freedoms of our citizens.
Malaysia says it will cooperate with any lawful investigation after the US Justice Department moved to seize assets worth more than $1 billion from a state fund. The lawsuit alleges money from the Malaysian fund, 1MDB, was misused and spent on luxury properties, Hollywood movie productions and famous paintings. Loretta Lynch is the US Attorney General.
The $1 billion in assets that we're discussing today are just a portion of the more than $3 billion that was stolen from 1MDB and laundered through American financial institutions in violation of United States law. Unfortunately, sadly, tragically, a number of corrupt 1MDB officials treated this public trust as a personal bank account.
The fund was established and overseen by Malaysia's Prime Minister, Najib Razak. He's denied the allegations. A spokesman said if any wrongdoing was proven, the law would be enforced. The World Anti-Doping Agency, known as WADA, has restored the licence of the new drug testing laboratory in Rio de Janeiro, allowing it to operate during next month's Olympic Games. From Rio, here's Wira Davis.
Rio's multi-million dollar lab lost its license to operate after what WADA inspectors described as a failure to comply with international standards. That left Rio 2016 officials facing the ignominious alternative of having to fly dozens of samples daily to Europe for testing. The brand new lab is only the second such facility in South America. It was rebuilt after the original laboratory also had lost its license before the 2014 Football World Cup because of obsolete equipment and incorrect results.
The Republican nominee for Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, is due to speak at the party's convention in support of his controversial running mate, Donald Trump. Delegates are also due to hear from Mr. Trump's defeated rivals in the nomination campaign, Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Police clashed with demonstrators when a US flag was burnt near the convention centre in Cleveland. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The government in Mali says it will extend a state of emergency by 10 days to enable it to deal with worsening terrorist violence. The Council of Ministers also ordered 3 days of national mourning to remember 17 Malian soldiers killed on Tuesday when heavily armed men overran their camp in the central town of Nampala. Two different groups have said they were behind the attack, the Islamist militants Ansar Dine and a group claiming to be acting in defence of Fulani tribal rights. Syria's opposition has urged the US-led international coalition to suspend its airstrikes against Islamic State militants. The Syrian National Coalition called for an investigation into the deaths of civilians in raids near the IS-held town of Manbij. Ministers from more than 30 countries are in Washington to discuss the fight against IS. The US Defense Secretary, Ash Carter, said military action might not be enough to defeat the group.
The biggest strategic concern of this group of defense ministers was that the stabilization and governance efforts will lag behind the military campaign. Making sure there's no such lag must be a significant strategic priority for us.
The United States Justice Department has charged a Ukrainian man alleged to be the mastermind of the world's biggest online piracy website. Artyom Vaolin said that to be the owner of the file-sharing site Kickass Torrents, he's accused of money laundering and infringing copyright. He's alleged to have distributed more than $1 billion worth of pirated music and films over the last 8 years. Researchers in Argentina say a fossil found more than a decade ago in Patagonia belonged to a previously unknown species of meat-eating dinosaur, which lived about 80 million years ago. They said the 2.5-metre-long creature walked on two legs and was very fast. BBC News.